I feel like I should be adopted into your family because I've fallen quite for all of them. They're a going concern.
It's true. I mean, I think when you are a memoirist, I four of the five books I've written have my family somewhere in them, you know, and I can sort of tell the degree to which my family's in them. The ones that my mother considers are about her, she hates. In the second book, Scribbling the Cat, I followed a soldier in Mozambique, a soldier from our war, a war veteran from Zimbabwe into Mozambique, and there's a lot more of me in there than my mother. She loved that book. She said, "This is so awful. Everyone will think you're crazier than you made me sound in that awful first book." And you know, the other thing that I sort of love about having, you know, my family as subject matter is, first of all, they are the gift that keeps giving. I mean, they just behave more and fabulously, wondrously badly. And they're so generous. I mean, we're so deeply connected as a family. There's so much love, and we're so different. You know, I think of a lot of families where their politics are wildly different, their behavior so different, they would have sort of stopped talking to each other. I mean, I hear that a lot. People go, "Well, yeah, and I don't really have anything to do with my family anymore." And we don't have that. I mean, we're very, very think differently, but we, this one huge connective tissue that we have. I think the great resilience of our family is our humor.
That's my favorite. I mean, there's some heavy duty stuff in the book. It's not about the happiest part of your life. But then every once in a while, your mother or your father or your sister or someone will come up with a line that just has me in complete stitches. And part of me is, I find my hand goes over my mouth. It's like, oh, I shouldn't be laughing about that because that's not appropriate. But
Right.
it's so damn funny.
Right. The book takes place over at least 20 years, if not longer. I mean, I'm going back and I'm sort of looking at, well, how did I end up being, you know, 46? And this woman, this person, what is it? What am I in reaction to that's from my life? And what am I in reaction to that's from, you know, lives I haven't really even known about, that's my forefathers and foremothers. And you know, I think that what was so hilarious was that, you know, on the one hand, you've got my father sort of saying, "Well, my grandmother, of course, was this very upstanding lady." Her children, so that would have included my father's mother. She had six daughters, and they called her Mugger, which is the name of a crocodile in a children's series of children's books. So you just know she was awful. And my father's trying to paint the best possible picture, but then my mother's sort of this Greek chorus all the time, kind of pointing out how ghastly they were. And then there was another great grandmother on my father's side who drank so much, and she was sort of quite posh. I mean, they all came from sort of, you know, very sort of posh family, but she drank so much she fell backwards into the fire and died. You know, which is an awful story, but there's this. My father's telling me this. There's the appalled silence afterwards, and then he says, "She's probably a bit flammable by then. You know, she was Australian." And you just, I mean, you know it's not appropriate to shriek with laughter, and yet you do. And the other thing that I think I really sort of love about my family is they don't take themselves too seriously. I certainly don't take myself that seriously. So this monumental event of having a book coming out, they kind of ignore it. You know, people go, "What do your family think?" And I say, I mean, all honesty, I don't think they've read most of what I write. So when this book came out, it's just been published in the US, so pub date comes, and my sister phoned me from Zambia. I was so excited. I thought, well, for once she's remembered that, you know, I've written a book on this publication day. Not a bit of it, you know. I said, "Oh, hi Vanessa, how are you?" She goes, "Oh, hi Al. You won't believe it. I've got amoebic dysentery." They're, you know, they're fine. It amazes me that their dad is going. When I was sort of working on this book, it begins my dad turning 70.
Announcing this is it. I'm done. My four score and whatever
Three
it is
score year and ten.
it's done.
Yep, not going to bat some other chap's innings. That's not cricket. And here he is, a robust 75, still sort of giving it stick, as it were, and he's slowing down. I mean, I think one of the things that I really realize, and I think this is true of middle-aged children, right, is you begin to realize, wow, it's going to go so fast. You know, the getting here felt at times long, but if you've had children, you're finally picking your head up out of the diaper pail. You know, my kids are 9 and 17 and 21. They don't need me all the time the way they do when they're babies. You are reassessing your relationship and decide, and you can't grow in that. I mean, a straitjacket does not allow you room to grow and breathe. And I think what you begin to realize is, wow, what you do in your 20s sets you up for who you'll be in your 40s. You know, who you fall in love with, whether or not you have children in your 20s, what jobs you take in your 20s, what career choices you make then, will have everything to do with what you find yourself in at your 40s, but where you are in your 40s and the decisions you make there, you suddenly realize is going to set you up for what the end of life looks like. And my parents are a wonderful example of really flexible and growth and willingness to discard ideas that were damaging and prejudice. You know, I think a lot of people harden and calcify in age, their beliefs calcify to prejudice and they become less, not more open-minded. But my parents are the opposite, and the love story that they have seems well worth emulating.
Thank you very much. The book was a lot of fun.
Thank
Always
you.
Always is.
Thank you.
The book is Leaving Before the Rains Come. It's a memoir. I've been speaking with the author, Alexander Fuller, and Leaving Before the Rains Come is published by Random House of Canada.